Okay, let's dive in. We're looking at something pretty specific today, aren't we?
We are indeed. Our source is basically an ad and a description for a very particular spiritual service.
Yeah, Black Magic Removal in New York. Quite the title.
It definitely catches the eye. It's this intersection of really old spiritual ideas and, well, modern city life.
So our mission here is to kind of unpack what's being offered. We've got this figure, Master Durga Prasad.
That's the one. Identified as a renowned astrologer.
Yeah.
So we'll look at what he claims to do based on this material.
Right. And it's fascinating just placing this in New York, you know, the center of finance, tech, very rational.
But the service talks about fighting dark forces and curses. It's quite a contrast.
So what's the core problem that Master Durga Prasad says he's tackling for people?
Well, it seems he's addressing issues that feel, overwhelming, maybe things that don't have obvious physical causes.
Right.
And the language used, curses, dark forces, it frames the client's problem not as, say, anxiety or bad luck, but as a definite external attack.
An attack that needs a specific counteraction.
Exactly. Something targeted. Not just general wellness, but actual removal.
Okay, so that's the problem framed as external. What about the solution? The source mentions two main methods.
Yes, spiritual guidance and then rituals.
Guidance and rituals, how do they fit together?
Well, the guidance part seems like the diagnostic phase, using his astrology background maybe to figure out what's su supposedly wrong.
Like figuring out the nature of the curse or force.
Sort of, yeah. To understand the spiritual situation. And then come the rituals. Those sound like the active steps.
The actual removal part.
Precisely. The ceremony is meant to, neutralize these forces. Pretty classic structure, really. Diagnose the spiritual issue, then perform the purification.
Makes sense. Guidance sets it up, the ritual knocks it down. So after all that, what results are promised? What does the client get?
The promises are quite significant. It's about restoring inner well-being. Specifically, the ad mentions restoring peace, bringing back a sense of protection, and giving the person clarity and positivity again.
So a total turnaround, essentially, from feeling attacked to feeling clear and protected.
Yeah, a quick shift from maybe chaos to calm,
Yeah.
which you can imagine sounds really appealing if you're stressed out in a place like New York.
Definitely. And speaking of New York, the service seems very grounded there, but also very accessible in a modern way.
Absolutely. That blend is key. It's traditional practice, but you access it through, well, modern channels.
Right. They have a website listed.
Yep. durgaprasadastrology.com/blackmagicremoval in New York. All the details are laid out there.
And for that immediate contact, that feeling of, I need help now.
They provide an email, bestastrology8181@gmail.com.
And a phone number, too.
That's right. +1347341-8181. So you can literally call up for ancient ritual help. It really merges the spiritual claim with modern service expectations.
Okay, so summing up what we've looked at, it's this very specialized service. It combines astrology, spiritual rituals.
All aimed at purification, at cleaning away negative spiritual influences.
Right in the middle of a major city. It's about spiritual detox, you could say, in an urban setting.
Exactly.
Which leads us to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to maybe ponder. We've seen how this service offers a powerful, almost absolute solution, getting rid of dark forces, breaking curses.
Pretty definitive claims.
Very. So, given that these kinds of services clearly still have an appeal, that people seek them out, what does that ongoing demand tell us? What does it suggest about the anxieties or maybe the gaps that modern life, even in our most advanced cities, still leaves open?